This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey you, yeah you, on the job site. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Who have we got now, Fiona?
Oh, so on the line we have Carly Finlay.
Oh, right, Carly. Yes, sorry, Carly.
Welcome to the program, Carly.
Hi there, how are you?
Hi.
Yeah, we're good.
Now, your new book, Carly, Growing Up Disabled in Australia, and these are not by yourself, but a series of books growing up, you know, as part of the title of a whole series of books, which I think is fantastic.
Uh-huh.
But yours, Growing Up Disabled in Australia. Now you're a long time advocate for folk with disability. You know, so you're well qualified to write on this. Tell us why you decided to write this.
Yeah, sure. So I was asked to write for Growing Up African in Australia, which is edited by Maxine Van Ever Clark, and on the same day as I got asked to write that chapter, I asked my agent if we could pitch this to Black Ink, and they said yes. And we had, I sent a written pitch, and then I sent, we had a meeting, so I talked about it, and it was a done deal. So, you know, the interest was always there. Every time they announced another Black Ink Growing Up book, people would say, what about Growing Up Disabled in Australia?
Mm.
And, yeah.
Black Ink is... They're fantastic. I love what they produce.
That's right, Carly. I think we would have had Benjamin Law on the program to discuss Growing Up Queer in Australia, and all of the work they produce is just brilliant. So there are actually 40 writers that have contributed to Growing Up Disabled in Australia. Is that correct?
There's 46, actually.
46?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my God. So it must have been a very joyous experience to be able to ask these 46 writers to contribute and to get involved. So that must have been, you know, making people happy when you rang them.
Yeah, it was a good thing to be able to give opportunities. So, you know, they submitted the work, or many of them submitted the work, and then I would long list and then short list them, and it wasn't me that gave them the good news. It was a publisher, although I had written the email. But it was that was really nice. But then there was some gaps in the book when we were making the short list, and so the gaps that I identified, like we had one person, Kavi Mako, who wrote an incredible piece and submitted an incredible piece, but it wasn't what I was looking for at the time, but I know Covey is a parent to a disabled child and also disabled himself. And so I did actually ring Covey. They were one of the few that I rang. And I said, would you like to be in the book? I just would like you to write about parenting, though. And so they were very surprised. And there were a few other people that I had contacted in that way too, but and with their involvement, with the people who sort of filled the gaps at the end were, it was a different way that they contributed. A lot of them were interviews. So for Jane Rosengrave and Jordan Steele John and Isis Holt, they were interviews. It was a really good thing to be able to give that opportunity to people.
And, of course, the book, there are other people in the book that have chronic illness as well. Perhaps you can tell us a little bit more about the decision to include people that had chronic illness. I guess that's something that, you know, will be with them forever in the same way.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, actually, there's people with chronic illness, mental illness, and neurodiversity, and terminal illness as well. So I think the disability umbrella is really big. You know, it's not just physical disability, but it's invisible disability and psychosocial disability, so mental illness. We've got people with intellectual disability, chronic illness, as you said. And so I wanted to give a really diverse range of what it means to be disabled.
So obviously there's a great deal of struggle because there is one in five people in Australia has a disability of some kind. Is that correct?
Yeah, but we don't see that represented in our books, in our media. So, yeah.
Well, that's an extraordinary number of people. So with the stories that they have presented, there's so much personal history in there and so much personal struggle. How do you balance that within the book so that there is a sense of discovery for everyone who wants to read it, not only people that are, you know, disabled and can hear their and can see and hear voices that make sense to them, but also for people that have not had any of those experiences?
Yeah.
Although realistically everyone would be touched in some way with the numbers of people that so I mean, how do you create a book that's going to be sort of elevating as well?
Mm. Yeah, I think the way that I wanted the book to flow was the writing had to be really great. That was the first thing.
Mm.
And I believe that, you know, all of the writing is really strong in the book. And I also wanted a lot of different experiences, as I said before. It was important to me that the writing reflected the diversity in disability as well.
Mm.
It wasn't just white people. It wasn't just straight.
Absolutely.
And there were so many different types of people in there, from the LGBTIQA community, Aboriginal people, people who communicate in different ways, etc. And there's also a lot of light and shade in the book as well. You know, while the book is a lot about discrimination that people have experienced, it's also, some of the stories are also really funny. Alistair Baldwin's story is incredibly funny. There's some really lighthearted, there's some poetry that's a little lighter in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some, graphic novel by Sarah First, and, part like an extract of a graphic novel by Dion Beasley as well, or an illustrated children's book. And I think that we needed to balance those as well. Well, and there are a lot of stories about pride and disability pride, but there are equally some stories about anger and resentment and pain, and they're all valid experiences.
Absolutely. So, Carly, I think we're almost out of time. Great work. We do, you work with the Fringe Festival as a disability advocate, which is just incredible because there is such a great plethora of performers that you have been able to assist bringing to the page and to the stage.
Yeah, thank you. We were meant to have our launch last night, actually. Our book launch, just for contributors, only for contributors and their guests. It was going to be very small, and it was going to be at Melbourne Fringe Common Rooms, but of course we had to cancel. So I was a little sad last night.
Oh, that's such a shame. I'm so sorry to hear that, Carly.
Yeah.
What a bummer. Yeah, there's a lot of people feeling very sad about not being able to launch their art events and their activities.
Yes. Yeah. So. Yeah, I understand the importance of lockdown, but it's very hard when you work for this for 3 years.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you, Carly. We really appreciate you having a chat with us. And great, good luck with the book. And I hope you get to have a launch again down the track.
Me too. We've got plenty of online things, so that's a good thing.
So that was Carly Finlay, disability advocate, whose new book, Growing Up Disabled in Australia, is out now.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.